gets the United States in front. Australia in second place. Jody Henry is starting to close the gap. The crowd gets behind the Australians. In goes Jody Henry. It's Australia taking over the lead from the United States. They get gold. Australia gold, the United States silver. What a race.
Joining us on the phone right now is an Olympic gold medalist, a former world record holder. What else do you want to add to the list, Trace? Anything?
All-round nice girl.
Yes, Jody Henry. How are you, Jody?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we are pumped. Of course, Rio Olympic kicks off on the 5th of August. It's the time I get very lazy and spend a lot of time on the lounge. Love it.
Yeah, they're pretty good, aren't they? All the different sports, being able to watch them and flick over, and yeah, it's good.
Now, of course, being a former swimmer, no doubt you'll be keeping a very close eye on the swimming events. Who are the people to look out for in the Aussie swimming team at the Olympics, do you think?
Oh, look, there's the Campbell sisters, Kate and Bronte Campbell. They are contesting all the sprint freestyle events, and then they'll be in the relay as well. I can't say which one will win gold, but I reckon one of them will. So, yeah, they're big to look out for. Emma McKeon is another female sprinter to look out for. She does butterfly as well. And then we have Cam McAvoy in the 100. James Roberts looks in the 100 as well. So there's a lot of really good sprint swimmers. Plus we've got some good middle distance ones there as well that should challenge for medals.
How are you feeling at this time of the Olympics coming up? You've been there. How are you feeling? Do you get a bit, you know, because you've been retired for what, 6 years?
Oh, yeah, I've been retired a while. Yeah, I stopped swimming 2008. So,
you still feel like you'd love to go back there?
Yes and no. it was an amazing time and it would be wonderful to experience that again. I know I never will though. At the same time too, there's a lot of hard work that goes into getting to an Olympics and I do not have the time to do it. With three children, it's just, too full on.
We've all heard the reports about this Zika virus that's apparently potentially going around Rio and Brazil at the moment. If you were an athlete competing now, would that kind of turn you off going to the Olympics? Because, of course, we saw the other day Jason Day announced he's not going in the golf team. Yep. Some of the tennis players aren't going due to this reported threat. Would it turn you off going to Rio?
Look, it would depend on what plans I had for family. Because the Zika virus is dangerous when it comes to pregnancy.
Yeah.
So that's what people have to consider. Jason Day may want more children. I understand completely why people would have chosen that. It's up to each individual athlete as to their plans for their future.
Now, today and tomorrow, you've got the Grand Prix happening in Brisbane as well. So if you're down around Brisbane, you can go and actually check out our Olympic swim team. Is this basically like a warm-up event for them to sort of get a bit of practice against each other, or what's it all about?
Yeah, it is. They do them sort of just as a last sort of hit out and they swim against each other. So it'll be interesting to go along and see what times they do. I'm going to take two of my kids along to have a watch and meet the current Olympians. So it should be good.
Enjoy, Dan. Good luck to all our, not just swimming Olympians, all of everyone going over there.
Yeah, we can't wait. No doubt you're going to be watching the TV to check out on the swimming and all the other athletes as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Jody Henry, thanks for having a chat with us this morning. Appreciate it and enjoy the Rio Olympics.
Yeah, thank you. You too.